I assume everyone here probably wants to speak, but maybe not. If you do not want to speak, would you put your hands up? Good. We cut that and the repetitious part. We've heard some others that maybe we will get through all of it. We will adjourn at 9:30. Please go ahead, Charlie.
Is this on? Oh, yes, it is. My name is Charlie Knox Ferris. I am a native and a resident of Searsport, a longtime teacher at the Searsport Elementary School, and our town's historian. It is from a historic point of view that I would like to speak to you.
Try and speak in right directly into the mic. Okay. I'll turn it.
Many of you will remember when you went to high school, in your English classes, when you did Shakespeare. Shakespeare used comic relief to break up those dire tragedies you had to read. Well, the chairman and I did that on Monday night. We didn't mean to, but that's how it came out. Tonight, I don't want to be funny. I want to be serious, because that's how I feel. I would like you to listen to a quote. "To endanger a large city population is too great a risk. Searsport has the necessary shipping facilities. It is far away from any large city. If the worst happens, it would happen to a comparative few in this small town." No, those are not the words of ConocoPhillips, Spectra Energy, DCP Midstream, or the Department of Environmental Protection. Instead, they are the words that appeared in a news article published in the Boston Globe in 1945, at the end of World War II. The quote continues, "Partly, it may be said, through good luck, and largely through the care and skill of the men of the Chemical Warfare Service, Searsport, Maine successfully faced destruction to serve as a port of embarkation, shipping a vast supply of chemical ammunition and toxic gas during World War II. Here, this highly dangerous material was assembled and packed for overseas shipment without a serious injury or accident. With such a large quantity being handled, almost anything could have happened." End of quote. The ammunition, which was to be shipped across the Atlantic to United States forces and its allies, was shipped to Searsport by train, and my grandfather, Alvin Knox, was the station manager then, and that was a very nerve-wracking job. Ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you that the town of Searsport has already been asked to sacrifice its safety due to our small population and deep harbor. We did it during World War II, and we did it well. In my opinion, Searsport should not be asked to put its safety at risk again unless the reason is equally compelling. And if you asked my grandfather Knox, he would agree, and he wouldn't be nearly as polite about it.
Thank you, Charlie.